when you've hit rock bottom and are absolutely sure your financial situation can't get any worse, what should you do next? Today I'm chatting about five lessons, blessings you might call them, that we learned through our rock bottom financial situation. So if that's the type of encouragement you need to stay the course, well then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and I'm super happy that you're here with me today. Now, I don't know about you, but as a teenager and as a young adult, I really believed that having more money would just solve all of my problems. Did you believe that too? Maybe you believe that right now. I figured that not only would I be able to pay for all of the things I wanted and I needed, but I'd be able to help others and people would look at me with interest because, after all, I had lots of money. And yet, more money was not in the sights for us during those early years. And I have to say that despite the frustration we had of having debt and making our way back from rock bottom, I am super thankful for the lessons that I learned along the way. And I've actually come to believe that that season of hitting rock bottom with our finances was actually a blessing in disguise. Now, I know that it's not always easy to see the blessings, especially if you find yourself in a dark period of life at the moment. And if that's you, I just want to remind you that while the challenges you are facing right now might seem unbearable, the lessons that you learn as you go through those challenges might just be priceless in the long term. So many situations we've been forced through over the years, including medical, family, and financial, have all proven to be incredibly fruitful in later years. So knowing that you yourself might be sitting at or close to rock bottom, I just wanted to take some time today to share five of the blessings that we experienced over the course of our financial journey thus far, with hope that these experiences, these blessings, these lessons will just encourage you to keep moving forward. All right? So without further ado, let's just jump right into them. The first lesson I'm thankful for from our time as completely broke, just out of college young adults, is understanding the difference between wants and needs. The truth is that when you don't have any extra money above and beyond the absolute essentials, that one of the natural perks is you just don't have to worry about spending that money on things you don't actually need. In fact, it's more likely that you're going to rationalize each and every purchase to determine whether it's necessary or whether you can leave it behind. As our income has increased, this idea of more carefully considering those needs versus wants has also helped prevent lifestyle creep, or the idea that because we have more money means we need to spend more money or live a grander lifestyle. Has our lifestyle grown to some degree with the increase in our income? You bet it has. It absolutely has. We've purchased a new home, we bought a car, and we've actually gone on vacation. Woohoo! And yet, with that growth has also come a proportionate growth in our giving, debt payoff, savings, and even in our retirement planning. None of that would have been possible if we hadn't become really clear on the difference between our wants and our needs. And that brings us to blessing number two, which, thanks to our early years of no money, is that of a waste-free lifestyle. To the best of our ability, we go out of our way to make sure that the things we have in our home are used for their intended purposes, and that when they're no longer useful to us, we either sell them and put that investment into something else, or we pass them off to somebody else. When it comes to food, we make a huge effort to prevent leftovers from going to waste by eating them until they're gone, or freezing them so we can have another meal in the future. This thrifty perspective, I guess you could call it, has saved us hundreds upon hundreds of dollars in the past few years, and honestly, hundreds of dollars just this year alone. I'm gonna say that if we started out with a lot of money in our early years, that this would have been a lesson we might never have grasped. Instead, we get the opportunity to carefully allocate our funds to groceries, but then use the money in such a way that doesn't result in overspending or wasting the products that we've purchased. The third blessing that we've experienced is the opportunity to teach our kids using examples from our own lives. Obviously, we learned all things financial the hard way, but they don't have to. Not only do they get to see how the pattern of debt can be broken, but they're going to graduate from high school and enter the real world with practical skills, including how to manage a grocery budget from start to finish, how to keep track of their monthly and yearly expenses, and how to navigate their own wants and needs. Sure, they're not always going to make smart choices. I'm absolutely certain of that. But it is such a blessing to know that they will have a good foundation to fall back on if they ever need it. If money situations had come naturally to us in those early years, there wouldn't be nearly as much emphasis or excitement on our part to share our knowledge and hopefully prevent our kids and others from making the same mistakes we did. Another blessing that's found its way into our lives is the fact that we value what we have. Due to the fact that we don't make purchases lightly, especially big purchases, we definitely take care to make sure the things that we have remain in good shape. And while we might spend a little more to have a new car, we definitely make sure that it gets its oil change and routine maintenance on the recommended schedule. We also spend a little extra to have our home kept free from pests, and that helps us prevent, you know, bigger expenses regarding our home in the future. We ensure that our plumbing and our electrical units are checked yearly, and all of this helps save us from bigger expenses in the long term, but it also allows us to plan ahead for any expenses that might arise, right? If the plumber comes in and says, hey, that pipe's probably gonna need to be replaced within the next year, we can budget for that. Or if our electrical unit for certain, you know, or our heater needs to be replaced or it's looking like it's going to, we can also budget for that. When it comes to clothing and furniture, we purchase quality items when we can, and we do our best to use them only as they were created to be used. For example, a chair isn't meant to be climbed all over, but rather to be sat in. And a blanket, and this is one of those things that my kiddos had to learn a lot, it's just not meant to be dragged around the house as a cape. It's meant to be slept with. But by taking care of the things that we have, we save a lot of money in the long term, and we have less desire to purchase newer items just for the sake of having them. The final blessing we found, although I'm sure that there are many, many more, the final blessing we had came in the form of just knowing what really matters. And thanks to the phase of having no additional income and loads of bills piling up, Justin and I learned quickly that what mattered above and beyond the stuff we could accumulate or the foods we could eat was the time spent together. We allowed ourselves to dream big about the future, but in the meantime, we found contentment in spending time together doing things that didn't cost a lot of money. Not only did that time strengthen our relationship and our friendships with those around us, but it also gave us a place to springboard from when our income increased. To this day, those dreams we came up with during that time frame are still our dreams. And through careful planning, some of them have come to fruition, while we still have some of the other ones in the works for the future. The truth is that the journey to get there hasn't been easy at times, but it's been super worth it. And I wouldn't trade a moment of those years because without them, we would not be the people we are today, and we would not have the same appreciation for what really matters. So there you have it. 5 blessings that we found as we navigated our way out of the rock bottom financial situation we'd found ourselves in. Even if you too find yourself at rock bottom, your story is likely much different than mine. You're likely starting from a different place financially than we did, and you may even have different goals. But what I want to do here is to encourage you to take a closer look. Because while it might feel horribly uncomfortable at this moment, my guess is that you'll start to see the blessings that you wouldn't have had if you didn't have a financial situation to dig yourself out from under. And if you are just starting out on your financial journey and you can't quite see the light at the end of whatever tunnel you dug yourself into, then I want to gift you my monthly family budget template to help you get on the right track. You can grab your free copy by heading to lemonblessings.com/familybudget, or you can follow the link in the show notes. Whatever you decide, I just want you to know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. Have an amazing day, and I will chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.